Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Free-range mooching. There's a new trend out there. I don't know if this is real or not. It doesn't sound it to me, but it could be. Free-range mooching. Would you eat a stranger's leftovers?
Ugh, gross. No.
This is in restaurants. That if you're not going to finish that half of the hamburger, can I take it with me?
Yeah.
People are actually doing this. Are you kidding me?
Well, what does it say? Are they really doing it, or what's the deal?
The next time you dine out, don't take a doggy bag home. Leave the unfinished food on your table. After you leave, a fellow diner might just walk up and put it in their to-go container. It's called free-range mooching. Whereas if you're not going to eat that, I'll take it home. I'll eat it. There's no damage done here.
I don't know. It feels yucky, doesn't it?
Sean's done that a couple of times with us.
Oh, yeah. Hillstone.
Yeah.
Totally.
Where Jamie didn't finish, I think it was a rack of ribs or something.
Well, it was a rack. I don't eat racks of ribs.
Well, it was something.
it was a hamburger.
Somebody had a rack of ribs.
Can you see me out eating with all you guys with a rack of ribs?
That was Boss Man Mike's ribs.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I took Jamie's hamburger.
But I was right. Somebody hit some ribs.
I had a salad. I only get one thing at Hillstone. Yeah. That's the Thai chicken salad.
So you ate some salad out of the bowl.
With the same fork.
With the same fork.
Yeah.
And then our boss had a rack of ribs, right? And he had dug into those and didn't finish the whole thing.
No, he didn't.
Sean took all of our leftovers home with him to eat.
In a huge bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get the rack of ribs because Kielbasa Man Mike didn't. He didn't actually touch the other side of ribs that
he
took home.
Right.
And you didn't take the weird ones that he'd already gnawed on.
No, I did not.
And re-gnaw on them. So I'm proud of you on that one.
Thank you.
He didn't re-gnaw. But mine was still questionable to me because I used my salad fork. It went into the salad and then went into my mouth. And when, it was a process back and forth.
Yeah.
And so and they spit probably was on that fork. That's the one that was a little iffy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it would be the same if you and I were sharing a salad, right? Out of the same.
But you wouldn't share a salad.
Really.
Who do you share a salad with?
My
coworker?
Wife.
Are you
my
kidding?
Wife.
But
yeah,
you get
right.
another plate.
Yeah.
Like if
yeah.
you split a salad, like my kid and I do, then we have separate plates.
And you separate everything. Yeah.
Didn't creep me out at all. I mean, it wasn't even a thought. I don't feel like you've got a nasty mouth or dirtiness or anything.
I guess
so,
it's a compliment.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all.
Thank you, Sean, for not thinking I'm a nasty mouth person.
I mean, I don't know. I hate to say even a stranger, but I feel like if someone I knew or did it, I hate to say I would do it, but if there was a rack of ribs someone left in their container sitting on their table and they'd eaten a few ribs off of it, I might scoop up that rib. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I might. I can't say that I would not.
What if BJ was eating the salad?
Well, I feel the same. We're coworkers. I know BJ.
Oh, you hesitated.
I got to think about things. But if it was someone I didn't know altogether, I probably wouldn't take their leftover salad.
Hmm.
But
I think, for the most part, Sean will take leftovers if offered the leftovers.
Yes,
he will. You offer him the leftovers. I could cut a hamburger in half, eat half of it. He would take the other half home.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Schmidl.
He's done that.
Schmidl, would you?
Absolutely not. No.
Really?
No way.
You draw the line, huh?
Yeah. I had a teammate on one of my paintball teams who would never order food anytime we went out, and he would just wait for us to finish eating, and he'd be like, hey, man, let me have the rest of that burger. Hey, let me have the rest of those chicken wings.
Wow. Yeah. I did notice something when Schmidl stayed at my house last time. Okay, so I went out, and he always puts together his rider, okay?
Yeah.
He's got to have this certain type of food. He's got to have these jalapeno chips, kettle chips, I think
they
are.
Which, by the way, ever since you guys did that, I have somebody house watching. Yeah. I never bought them food.
He demands it.
I've never even thought of
it. Part of the deal.
I just said, bring whatever you want and hang out and have fun.
Well, but you know what? He's watching my dogs. Okay. If that's what he
needs. But you
guys
made me paranoid is what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I thought it was a little strange having to buy the food myself. But you know what? I'm going to go along with it. Whatever.
I think it's standard.
But, I did notice this. I went out. I bought like 4 bags of the kettle chips, right? And they're all the same, jalapeno, whatever. Right. He loves them. I come home, and when I got home from the store, I ate half of one bag.
Yeah.
Okay? And left it on the counter.
You wouldn't even touch it.
I noticed when I came home, everything I got for him was gone. I mean, everything, except for that half bag of jalapeno chips.
Your hand was in it.
Because my hand, or Lisa, whatever, had been inside the bag, and he knew that and didn't touch it. He didn't move it. He did nothing with it. But everything else was scarfed up.
Yet, isn't it interesting when I asked Schmadil to go get me a Diet Coke from McDonald's? Ask him what happened.
Yeah. He took a drink out of it.
No, he took a drink out and chewed on the straw.
Yeah.
I thought it was my straw. I didn't.
Ugh. Remember I threw that sucker away? He's like, here's a new straw. No, it just doesn't. Bleh. No.
Here's what you should do. You listening to the show. Next time you're in a restaurant and you've got half your plate left over. You got all these leftovers. And you really haven't touched it. You cut it off to the side so it's not all germaphobed out for anyone. You should stand up and make an announcement inside the restaurant. Anybody want my leftover?
Yeah, just make it easy
Just
for
make
us.
It easy for everybody.
Totally. And people be like, what'd you have?
Hey, anybody want my leftovers? Got a half a hamburger here. I'm out of here.
It's known as free-range mooching, and it's a practice that involves a bit of risk. You never know if you're going to catch a cold or get caught and kicked out of the establishment. However, it says you have to ask yourself, could I stand the embarrassment of being kicked out? But for many people, especially millennials,
uh-oh,
the answer is for sure. It's free food.
There's the M word. Yeah. I knew they would attach it to millennials. Right? Millennials, they catch all the heat, you know?
I feel bad for them. I agree. Lord.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.